You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Leading FMCG maker Procter & Gamble is very optimistic in the mid and long-term prospects of India, where it will invest Rs 2,000 crores to set up an export hub on the back of robust growth, according to company's country CEO L.V. Vaidyanathan, reported PTI. Procter & Gamble India will continue to grow categories that are currently undeveloped and bring product propositions that are meaningful to the quality-conscious Indian consumer. In the last 3 years, P&G has driven consistent double-digit growth in both the top line and bottom line. Vaidyanathan said, quote, "Business has basically moved from the last couple of years seeing high single growth. Now we are starting to see very nice growth and hope to see some kind of momentum going and accelerate from where we are," unquote. In a rather important reminder, if you haven't linked your PAN and Aadhaar, it is important that you do it by the end of the day. As the last date to link Aadhaar PAN has already been extended multiple times in the past, no further extension is expected this time. The last extension of the PAN-Aadhaar link last date was announced in April 2023, when the Income Tax Department said PAN card holders can link their PAN and Aadhaar till June 30th. Since the last date is ending today, one should not wait for further extension. Instead, you can go to the Income Tax e-filing website and complete the linking process in a few minutes. On to market, ICICI Securities share price fell 3% during the day to ₹593.40 apiece, as ICICI Bank approved a proposal to delist ICICI Securities with the intention of making it a wholly owned subsidiary of the bank. ICICI Securities was listed by the bank in an initial public offering that launched in April 2018, with shares being offloaded at ₹520 apiece. Since then, the scrip has underperformed the broader markets. Over the last month, ICICI Securities stock price has gained 21.76%. The decision was made by the board of directors during their meeting held on Thursday. In a regulatory filing, ICICI Bank stated that the draft scheme of arrangement for the delisting of equity shares of ICICI Securities had been approved. Meanwhile, the World Bank said on Friday it has approved $1.5 billion in financing to accelerate the development of India's low-carbon energy sector, a Reuters report said. The financing will help India promote low-carbon energy by scaling up renewable energy, developing green hydrogen, and stimulating climate finance for low-carbon energy investments, the bank said in a statement. Auguste Tanakwame, World Bank Country Director for India, said, quote, "The program will support the successful implementation of the National Green Hydrogen Mission that aims to stimulate $100 billion in private sector investment by 2030, unquote. The program aims to scale up renewable energy supply by reducing costs and improving power grid integration, while helping India reach its committed 500 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030. In a surprise move, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday boarded the Delhi Metro to attend the centenary celebrations at the Delhi University. The Prime Minister took the metro from Lok Kalyan Marg Metro Station and de-boarded at Vishwavidyalaya Metro Station. During the journey, the PM also interacted with the commuters and clicked pictures with them. The Prime Minister participated in the centenary celebrations of Delhi University today at Multipurpose Hall of Delhi University Sports Complex. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. While addressing the gathering at the event, PM Modi said, quote, "Delhi University, not merely a university, but a movement. This university has lived every moment and given life to every moment. When India had institutions like Takshila, the country's science guided the world. During that time, India had a big share in global GDP, but 100 years of slavery destroyed its education centers and stalled the country's growth," unquote. Moving on, the International Monetary Fund has reached a staff-level pact with Pakistan on a $3 billion standby arrangement, the lender said. A decision long awaited by the South Asian nation, which is teetering on the brink of default, reported Reuters. The deal, subject to approval by the IMF board in July, came hours before the current agreement with the IMF expires later on Friday. Although essentially a bridge loan, it offers much respite to Pakistan, which is battling an acute balance of payments crisis and falling foreign exchange reserves. Pakistan will receive formal documents on the deal later on Friday from the IMF, Finance Minister Ishak Dar told Reuters, which he said he would sign, seal and return by tonight. Lastly, the share market. Benchmark Indian equity indices Nifty and Sensex hit all-time highs and settled at record closing highs. Nifty 50 surpassed over 19,200 but closed at 19,189.05, while Sensex ended trade at 64,718.56, higher by 800 points. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.